Welcome back to the Woodbury Report. This is Lon Woodbury, an educational consultant in North Idaho. And today I have Duane Runyon on the phone. He's the CEO of Willow Springs Center in Reno, Nevada. Well, good morning, Duane. Good morning. Glad to have you here.
Good morning. Good morning. It's great to be here, Lon. Thank you for the invite.
Okay. Well, this is going to be very interesting. It's January 29th. 2015. And Duane, could you tell me a little bit about Willow Springs Center? I know you're new there, but can you tell me a little bit about its mission, kind of place, number of kids, staff, stuff like that in about a minute or two?
Sure. And once again, thank you for the invite to speak with you. Let me tell you something. Willow Springs Center is an amazing place for children and adolescents. It's a residential facility, which means after a child has been in an acute psychiatric hospital, sometimes it's really helpful to have a residential treatment facility that can kind of do some work over a longer period of time to help the children learn some skills. So we're really excited to be here. We have 116 beds, which allows us to see a number of individuals, both here in Nevada as well as across the country. We also have an outpatient program, so we're able to provide step-down continuity of care for children and adolescents that are in this region. It's a very special place. There are a number of things that we do differently here at Willow Springs that other residential treatment facilities do not do. One, we have a really strong emphasis on dialectical behavioral therapy, which is a great treatment approach with adolescents. We also have family weekends and other things that I think really that are very well received by families and the patients.
So the purpose is to make sure the family is fully involved in the whole treatment process, right?
Exactly, because we can do all sorts of things in this highly structured environment. We can do medication changes. We can help the kids learn skill sets, improvements on their skills. But at the end of the day, their ability to be successful in their home community is critical. And the families, parents are the agents of change with kids, and what they're able to do is learn those skill sets and be able to be more successful.
Okay, well, tell me a little bit about yourself. You just recently started as a CEO, so you're fairly new to it. Tell them a little about yourself, and when did you start at Willow Springs, and what did you do before coming here?
It's a great question. You know what? I've created a career as a patient advocate, and roughly since 1991, when I started graduate school in psychology, and I specialized in working with children and adolescents. So for more than 25 years, my job has been a patient advocate for children and adolescents. I've done that as a provider. I'm a child psychologist, and I'm licensed in Nevada. I was licensed in a couple other states as well. I've also done that as a researcher. I've done quite a bit of research on children and adolescents, some with medical problems, some with other sorts of challenges. And I've also done it as an administrator of psychiatric hospitals. I've been a chief executive officer in the past, but I actually started my career in private practice here in Northern Nevada. So while I'm new to Willow Springs, I've referred my patients. I've worked with families that have worked with Willow Springs for a number of years, and feel like my career is full circle. So now I get to be an administrator in the community that I started in as a provider.
That's great. So what do you elaborate on that a little bit from the perspective of what do you think you bring to Willow Springs at this point?
Well, let me tell you, Willow is a great system, and the former CEO is not only is he superb, he's also a friend of mine, and so I know the foundation that's here, and I know how much compassion is provided these kids and their families here at Willow Springs. It's reflected not just in my knowledge of several of the leadership team that I knew before I started, but also in the patient satisfaction scores that I've had the opportunity to review in the 3 weeks that I've been here, and so I think. What I'm able to do is able to continue to advocate for patients, make sure that we keep a safe environment, make sure that we have a therapeutic environment. But I'll tell you, it's a lot easier to keep it going, and this leadership team is just doing a superb job making sure that we keep people safe and provide a lot of really good therapeutic services for the kids as well as for the families.
Okay, well, I know with being just there 3 weeks, you're still learning your ways around and maybe get lost a little bit if it's big enough, enough corridors. But
that is true.
But what sort of plans do you have, or what do you hope for, say, where Willow Springs you might be able to lead it to in, say, 5 years?
Well, I think it's a great question. The continuity of care is a critical element of Willow Springs, and making sure that while we continue to support people across the country, it's also to make sure that we support people in this community. And the best way for us to do that is through our outpatient services, and to really, you know, build that in. I think it's a strong program, but I know it can be stronger, having built an outpatient program in the past. So I'm really excited about the leadership and the physicians to be able to lead that effort. Another area is in education. I think our educational programming is very strong. Our teachers all have special accreditations through the Department of Education here in Nevada. But the plan that I'm seeing and discussing with education and the clinical services is pulling that into clinical a little bit tighter, making sure that if kids are on individualized education plans, make sure that we continue to support their specific individual educational needs. But also, if they're not, to be able to extend our advocacy not just to clinical issues, not just to medicine issues, but also to their educational needs, and partner with the school districts where these kids are coming from to make sure that if they need special education services, go ahead and introduce that. And so that's another area. I see a tremendous amount of potential for Willow Springs. It's a fantastic system, and we're going to continue to do those types of those implementations.
Now, are you your own school? You're accredited to provide credits, I presume. Are you your own school? Are you working concert with other school districts, or how does that work?
That's a great question. We are our own school, and so what we're able to do is, and kids here do get credits, and sometimes they're credit deficient because sometimes the problems that they have at home also contributes to educational challenges, and so sometimes it's difficult to see which started which. So we're very active in terms of making sure that we identify the kids' credit deficiencies, and we try to shore that up pretty quickly.
Okay, well, I've run out about time, but I thank you very much for this time, Dwayne, and getting to meet you. But thank you very much. You have a good day and lots of luck.
Well, thank you so much, Lon. Once again, I really appreciate your time this morning.
This is Lon Woodbury with the Woodbury Report, and we've been talking with Dwayne Runyon. He's the new CEO at Willow Springs Center in Reno, Nevada.